Welcome back to Inside College Basketball Now with John Rothstein. Pleased to be joined by Butler head coach Ronald Norred as part of our new coaches series. And Ronald, welcome. It is now 15 years since Butler completed back-to-back runs to the national title game, two runs which you were a part of. What's the biggest thing that you remember about that two-year stretch?
Man, the guys I did it with, you know, those two teams were so connected, so dialed in, so focused. And really, you know, it was just a great environment to be in college and play basketball and compete at a high level. You know, when you're winning at that level, life is good.
Now, I know that we've all moved on. We're all adults right now. At least we think we are at times. But how often do you and those group of players that you played with, as you just referenced, talk about the Duke game in 2010 when you were so close to winning a national championship?
Talk specifically about it? Not often, but we do talk often. We've got a group text that's been going for, I guess, 15 years now, that we all keep in touch. And, you know, when milestones or good things happen to anybody in the group, like, that group starts firing back up. But we haven't talked about the game specifically. It's interesting, around the Final Four, some of those things starting to come back a little bit, obviously. Yeah. But it's not a lot of discussion specifically around that game.
You know, Ronald, you lost Gordon Hayward off that team in 2010 that was so close to beating Duke in the national title game in Indianapolis, but yet you found your way back in the national title game against UConn in 2011. Did that run shock everybody in the program, considering you had lost Hayward from the year before?
Yeah, and if, you know, you remember, we did not play that well in league play. It was during that, you know, the year before, the 2010 team, we went 18-0 in league play. Yeah. And then we come back the next year, and for the first time in any of our careers, we had lost three games in a row. No one had experienced that before. And so there was this digging. We were tied for first place, four-way tie going into the league tournament for first place. And so we had to win the league tournament to have a chance. And so when we got there, it was not a surprise, because I can't remember the exact number. I want to say we won up into that game. We had won maybe 9 in a row or 11 in a row leading to that championship game, something like that. So at that point, it wasn't a surprise, but there was like this tightening of the screws that we needed to dig in to get to that point.
Now, your final year in college, the 11-12 season, Butler did not play in the NCAA tournament after a two-year run of playing in back-to-back national title games. As you are a little bit older now and you look back on your college career, do you learn more about life with the success of two deep runs in the NCAA tournament, or the adversity of then not playing in March Madness the year after and during the 11-12 season?
Yeah, thanks for bringing that up, by the way, John. It means a lot. But that year actually taught me a lot, because we went to the tournament my freshman year. We went to back-to-back national championships sophomore and junior years. You just assume, like, and Butler had been in the NCAA tournament almost every year prior to that.
Yep.
You just assume this is how it goes.
Right.
And so when you don't get in there, you realize, like, what a privilege and an honor it is to play in that NCAA tournament. Now, I was done. So my hunger to get back there was not possible. But I do think it fueled. We had five or six freshmen that year, Roosevelt Jones being one of them, Cam Woods being one of them, guys that ended up contributing at a really high level. Rodney Clark had transferred in that year and set out. So those guys realized, man, this isn't just a given, you know? Yeah. And so they were able to turn up the next year and get back. But doing that at the end of my career showed me really how special the years before really were.
How shocked were you when you found out that Brad Stevens was leaving Butler to become the head coach of the Boston Celtics?
Incredibly shocked. I will never forget where I was. I was at a movie. I was an assistant coach at the University of South Alabama. Mm-hmm. I went to a movie, can't remember the movie, but I'm sitting there, and I had a high school teammate text me and said, he said something like, "Brad to the Celtics." And I said, "What?" Yeah. And I left the movie early, and my phone was blowing up. It was just it was an absolute wild time. I was completely shocked.
Did you think Brad would stay at Butler forever?
I don't know about that. In retrospect, and with what I know now, I feel like he would not have left for another college job. I mean, the number of opportunities he had
were,
you know, innumerable, right? And so him leaving to the NBA made sense. I don't know if I saw him leaving to go, you know, to another college job, but who knows? It worked out well for him. I mean, two-time executive of the year.
Yeah.
I think he's doing okay.
He's doing more than okay. And his departure from Butler coincided with Butler joining the new rendition of the Big East. What has it been like as an alum that was obviously in the guts of some of the great moments in Butler basketball's history as a player to see the program now as a member of the Big East Conference?
Yeah, I mean, it's a big reason I'm here, right? Like getting to compete at the highest level is something that all of us as players got the opportunity to do from our league, the Horizon League. But it's just different, you know, when your league schedule night in, night out is the big dogs. And so to be able to watch our program go from where it was and the success we had to being able to compete at the highest level, obviously, you know, we want to win at a higher level than we've won in the last couple of years.
Yeah.
But it's just continued to grow our profile as a program. It's continuing to grow our university's program, our university as profile. And I just think it's really important for our university and our program to be competing at this level. And, you know, as a coach now coming here, I'm really looking forward to having the opportunity. I mean, you watch the Big East. I watched a lot of Big East basketball because I watched Butler while I was in the NBA.
Yeah.
And the level of great coaches that are in this league, the differentiations of the styles that are in this league with the coaches is something that's it's really cool. So I'm happy I get to be a part of it now.
Everyone learns a language for different reasons. Maybe you want to watch K-dramas without subtitles or talk with family members in their native language. Your life is unique. Your language learning should be too. Rosetta Stone, the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years, just launched Rosetta Stone Sapphire, a new app that combines its proven immersion method with the latest innovation in technology to help you learn faster, personalize your lessons, and have more fun along the way. Most language apps teach the same generic topics. Sapphire helps you focus on what you actually want to talk about, whether that's travel, family, work, or your favorite hobbies. If you want to take your language skills to the next level, don't wait to try Rosetta Stone Sapphire. Listeners can get 20% off their Rosetta Stone Sapphire subscription when they sign up today. You'll get unlimited access to all 25 Rosetta Stone languages, plus all the new Sapphire learning tools. Visit rosettastone.com/audio to redeem your 20% off. That's rosettastone.com/audio and start learning a language for real.
Chris Holtmann did a great job at Butler when he was there before taking the Ohio State job. Laval Jordan had a really good team that made the NCAA tournament, but Butler has not been a perennial participant in the NCAA tournament since joining the Big East. As you prepare to take this job, why do you think it's been hard for Butler to have alignment with this new conference at the highest level?
Yeah, I mean, it's a tough league. And I'll say, you know, Laval's team, I can't remember the exact year, it was a COVID year. You know, that team was a top team in the country. You know, they were probably a 3 or 4 seed before the NCAA tournament got shut down. And so that would have been another year more recently. You know, it must have been, what was it, 2021 maybe, 2020, 2021, where that would have been another opportunity for Butler to compete in the NCAA tournament. That was a great team with Kamar Baldwin and those guys.
Yep.
But you know, this is a tough league and nothing is guaranteed. You know, I think what's important for us moving forward, to get back there is just to be really clear about who we are, who we want to be and attract those exact guys that are going to fit our league, fit our university, fit who we want to be, and then just go out and compete at the highest level. You know, there are things that as we've talked as a staff, that we need to be specific about with the kind of players that we're bringing in. With our style of play. And so, you know, hopefully we can create some tactical advantages as well, but it's a hard league. And so, you know, to be able to compete at this level, I mean, what more do you want?
Ron, when did you decide that you wanted to coach?
I decided that I can remember doing a project in my computer typing class, my junior year of high school.
Okay.
When I decided I wanted to coach, you know, they asked, what do you want to do when you grow up? And it was, I wanted to coach. So my senior year, I coached a 6th grade rec league team, my senior year of high school. And then my sophomore and junior year of college, here at Butler, I was coaching an AAU team. So we would play the NCAA tournament on the weekends, and then I would come back during the week and we would have AAU practice. Wow. And so this is something that I don't know. It's just what I've wanted to do. I think it's what God made me to do, and I'm just really grateful that I get to do it.
And you really, really cut your teeth during your time in the NBA, working for some great franchises, for some great coaches. Was it hard to leave the NBA to come back to college basketball in its current climate?
Not hard from the standpoint of, like, you know, it's the NBA and it's college kind of thing. The relationships that you build, just the level of basketball, you know, just getting to know those players at the level that you do, the coaches, the great coaches that I've worked with and worked for, that's the hard part about leaving. But to take this job, it was an absolute no-brainer.
Did you consider any other college jobs during the past couple of years when you were obviously aspiring to be a head coach?
Yeah, I've had the opportunity, didn't get them. But, you know, for me, what's been important is who I would be working for, who's hiring me, and their vision for success. I want to work with the right people that have a aligned vision for success. And so that could have been at the NBA level. That couldn't have been at the college level. I thank God that it was Grant Leyendecker here at Butler that's given me this opportunity. I look back at some of those jobs that I did not get, that I did interview for, that I thought I was going to get, and I'm grateful that I didn't get them, because that led me to be right here right now.
We spent a lot of time during this chat already talking about Brad Stevens and the impact he's had on your life. You played under him in college. You also worked under a number of great coaches in the NBA, Quinn Snyder, Rick Carlisle. What are the biggest things that you are going to take from all three of those guys that you're going to implement now with your own team at Butler?
Yeah, great question. Brad has given me the foundation of my coaching. How you focus on only the things that are important, and a big part of that being the people. Mm-hmm. Brad was so good with people and making people feel valued and understanding that impact. So it'll start there for Brad. That's my foundation. The other thing I'll say is with Brad too is preparation and being analytically driven. Those are other things that I picked up as a player and then working for him in Boston. Rick, man, a ton of things from Rick. One, he does a great job of hiring people and allowing them to work. You know, mm-hmm. We call it delegating. He does a great job of delegating. Rick, as a head coach, only focuses on what he needs to focus on. And he does a great job of allowing his coaches to focus on the other things and ask great questions to make sure that everything's moving in the right direction. The other thing with Rick is he's always evolving. So Rick, when he was the head coach of the Dallas Mavericks, played a lot of different style than he plays with the Indiana Pacers now, because he evolves with the game. Some people don't do that. They can't adjust. They can't evolve. Rick has staying power because of that. Quinn is the most tactically gifted coach that I've ever been around.
Wow.
And also really, really special with people. He can engage with people at a level that just makes them feel like they're all in. He's very good with that. And then the details of the tactics, the way that he breaks things down. I mean, I learned so much from that that I look forward to bringing here, that we've already started talking about here. Yeah, it's just been a gift to work for, you know, what I consider three Hall of Fame coaches.
How different is college basketball now for Ronald Norad than the college basketball he grew up with and played in?
Very different. I mean, when I played, you know, we were hanging our hat on holding people to 50 points a game, you know.
Yeah.
35-second shot clock, longer possessions. You know, if we can hold 50 people to 50 points a game now, that would be great. But there's more possessions. People are playing, you know, more free. There's more three-point shooting, all those things. And so it's a different college basketball in a lot of ways. You know, at the same time, in a lot of ways, not much has changed. It's still college basketball. You're still dealing with the same kind of guys. And, you know, you're still dealing with great coaches that play different styles. And so I'm looking forward to being able to coach at this level.
How are you going to balance high school recruiting versus the transfer portal?
Yeah, we want to be a program, you know, that still operates in an old school way. And I know that, you know, things are very different now, but if we can find the right freshmen that will have an opportunity to play them, and then they can improve in our program, they can grow in our program, stay in our program, we want that. We desire that. Our fans desire that. Our school desires that. I think that's really important for who we are at Butler. Now, we have to make sure we supplement our program with the right transfers at the right time. So there will be a balance, but we definitely want to recruit high school players and for them to stay here for what's looking like 5 years.
Ron, what are the impressions of the roster you've put together?
Really excited about the roster. Again, we were very clear about the kind of people that we wanted, you know, to be competitive, to be humble and willing to work are two things that that are really important for us. You know, it's hard to make guys who are not competitive. So we want to find competitors first that have won. And so we were really clear about that and, you know, did our homework and intel on all of our guys. And so we feel like we have a competitive roster that's versatile. And, you know, we couldn't ask for better guys right now for where we are. So looking forward to all of those guys getting here and getting them on the floor and getting to work.
Players are obviously the most important thing always when you're putting together a program, but scheduling isn't far behind, especially as you're trying to put together a resume for a program that's itching to get back to the NCAA tournament. Looking at your non-conference schedule for next year, I know Butler had planned to start a series at North Carolina. I know there's a return game at Boise State. Is there anything else of significance that Ron Norred can share for Butler entering 26-27 from a non-conference scheduling perspective?
Nothing of significance right now. You know, those conversations are ongoing. We're still working through those things. You know, where we play in MTE, you know, a potential another home and home. So we're still working on those things. And, you know, hopefully some of those things will be released soon.
All right. We look forward to that. Ron, you know, I'm always fascinated at how coaches and players too always kind of hold on to their tough losses more than they appreciate their great wins. So for you, either as a player or a coach, give me one great win that always stands out for you and give me one tough loss that you can't shake.
One great win I think that stands out is Syracuse in 2010 in the Sweet 16 in Salt Lake City, Utah.
Yep.
we were dominating Syracuse the whole game. They were the number one seed. We were dominating them, and then they took a lead late. And where a lot of other programs, I think, would have been rattled, we had a timeout that Brad Stevens was even keel and brought us in, said, we've been controlling this game. You know, this is our game. We just need to stay the course. And because of that, every single player on our team was the same way. And we went out. I actually made a three, which didn't happen often, but I made a big three in that game. And we ended up winning the game and getting to the Elite Eight to play Kansas State in the next round. So I would say that's a memorable win. A memorable loss. There's two that come to mind, both in the tournament. One is LSU, my freshman year. Marcus Thornton was the leading scorer, SEC player of the year that year, 2008, 2009 season. You know, we were young. We started three freshmen, a sophomore and a junior that year, had a good season, thought we were pretty good, and get to the tournament and lose by four to a solid SEC team. But I think that we brought everybody back from that year. And I think that fueled what everyone saw moving forward. And then on the back end of that is that loss to UConn in the national championship game. I mean, we're up three at halftime. We come out of halftime. Chase DeGaulle makes a three to go up six. And we had just lost a national championship the year before. We're up six going into the second half. You're feeling really good about finally getting this thing done. And then the wheels fell off. And that hurt.
Yeah. Yeah, it's still an incredible accomplishment 15 years later to think that Butler, who was in the Horizon League, played in two title games back-to-back. Have you had any discussions with Coach Stevens about coming back to Hinkle with more volume, frequency, and just more regularity because you're the coach right now?
We have not talked about that specifically. He's got a son that's playing at Notre Dame, so – you know, there's allegiances there. So I definitely think he should be watching his son first. But, you know, we'd love to have him back. Obviously, I mean, you know, there are few people that impact your life in the way that he's impacted mine in a totality standpoint of my life. And so I'd be really grateful for any time he's able to come back.
Well, let's put a bow on it here, Ron. I know you want to get this program back to the NCAA tournament, but aside from the wins and the losses, what are the biggest things you want to accomplish in your first year as head coach of your alma mater?
Yeah, we just want to have the right people involved in our program. You know, we think if we can begin to build this foundation that can be sustainable for a long period of time in a crazy world, then we've done our job. And so that starts with the people. That starts with staff. I just want to give our staff a ton of love, you know, coming from the NBA, you know, learning college basketball. It's a different game. It's a different environment. So these guys have been instrumental in my first 6 or 7 weeks on the job. And I'm just really grateful for them and all the work that they're putting in. And the same thing with the roster we're building. You know, we want to have the right guys that fit our program and fit our university. And so that is at the top of mind all the time. And so that's what we want to accomplish.
Good stuff, Ron. We appreciate a couple minutes. Congratulations on the job. Know how busy you are. All the best moving forward this summer. And as always, look forward to staying connected along the way.
Thanks, John. Appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
You got it. That is Butler head coach Ronald Norad. I'm John Rothstein, and this is Inside College Basketball Now. Podcasts.